Coach, thanks so much for the time. You know, just talk me through kind of briefly on how and why you ultimately became the head coach of your alma mater.
Well, you know, Ryan, I came back to my alma mater. I spent a decade at Ithaca High School coaching under, volunteer coaching under Bill Bryant and Kelly Gordon and Clarence Welch being the latest. And I finally had an opportunity to come back home a couple of years ago. My two boys were starting to come to school here. They were getting into kindergarten and they're now climbing through. So the trip back home just made sense, and due to a couple of things that went on and some reshuffling of positions, the opportunity arose this summer to take the reins and take over the program, and I just jumped right on the opportunity, and I couldn't be happier with the opportunity here at home.
Is there some sort of special meaning to you that you are taking a head coaching position at your alma mater? I'm not sure if you played football at Newfield, but I mean, how special is it, you know, just for you personally?
It's enormously special. I did play football here. I graduated in 08. I spent all the way up through the youth program, modified program, varsity program, playing football here in Newfield. So, you know, I tell the kids all the time, one of the biggest things I preach to them is, what is your why? That's one of my biggest questions. What is your why? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? And I tell them, my why is my kids. I want to make sure that we build something special for the generations to come. I want people to be excited about what they see on Saturday afternoon up here on Cane Crow Field. I want that special feeling to be back that I had when I played here.
And, you know, you take over from Hank Newbert after a couple seasons working under him as a defensive coordinator. So what were some of the things that you learned from Hank that you can really apply to your time now leading this program?
Working under Hank has been awesome. His care for other individuals and his willingness to do anything for anybody at the drop of a hat, that's something that I'll be able to take with me, you know, that I pride myself on as well. To be able to just, at the end of the day, football is our vessel, but these kids and how they are and in their lives and raising them to be ready for the next step and being part of that process, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. So to take that from Hank and be able to care for others and think about holistically big picture, that's what it's about here.
We're chatting with the new head coach of Newfield football, Ian Valentine. I want to touch on last season for just a hot second here. You guys finished 4-3, but just missed out on the playoffs. I mean, you guys were in an incredibly, incredibly tough division. So what would you say were some of the positives, really, that you can build upon this season and maybe some other things that can be improved upon?
You know, a positive that we build upon, we were able to handle the other side of the division. You know, we were able to take care of that and take care of business when we needed to. Things we need to improve on is wins in our own division, right, Ryan? We had a tough game against Trumansburg hosting. It was a close game all the way through that we ended up losing by two touchdowns that could have gone either way. Groton, as they did to just about everybody, really kind of came into our own house and steamrolled a little bit. And then, you know, just building on that, we took a trip, Saturday night trip to Moravia. We had a really good first half against Moravia, and then petered out at the end. So I think the message this year going into it is finish. Finish what we started. We had a couple of games where we were in it and it was ready there for the taking, and we weren't able to grab the reins. So it's finish, 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 finish everything. Fourth quarter team.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, talk about that for a sec, how all three of your losses last season were all in your own division with and all really local schools as well, with Groton, Trumansburg, yes, and Moravia. So what does that say just overall about the strength of eight-man football in the area?
Here in Section 4, we've got a lot of small towns that the eight-man is sort of taking a grasp on, and it just speaks to the competitiveness that each of those towns have. Groton was a champion, but Moravia had a really, really strong squad. Trumansburg had a really strong squad, and I know that I know that those teams are going to be strong again this year. I think that the eight man community here across Section 4 is here to stay, and it's growing. And you touched on it. It's a very, very competitive group to be a part of.
Again, we're chatting with new football head coach of Newfield, Ian Valentine. I wanted to now go to a few of the key returners for this team. And it's got to start under center, of course, with Austin Jenny. He should be set to return as the starting QB. What have you liked from him under center during your time here?
Leadership, poise, command. Those are some of the quick key points that I can talk about Austin Jenny. This will be his third year as our quarterback, senior now, and the message with Austin this year has been, this is your squad now, right? This is your squad. Some of the seniors that have left last year, that leadership, that carries over piece, that has left the program. So if Austin and we want to take this program, continue to build it, we've got to take those reins on that leadership. And Austin has stepped up to that challenge a lot over the course of the last week and a half. And I've been really, really pleased with his, as well as the entire roster's progression through that and maturation and our ability to continue to strive to build the program.
And then there's Malcolm Jenkins, who I thought was a real standout in only his freshman year. I mean, it looked like to me that he's been playing varsity for a few years. So, you know, just how exciting a prospect is he now entering his sophomore year?
Very exciting. We're really, really, really excited to be able to do some things with Malcolm. As he got his feet wet last year as a freshman, but as you said, there were times where teams were looking at him and trying to key onto him. Already as a freshman, they're already identifying. So to have him build on that year, to have us build the offense around a couple of the guys that are returning, it's been really exciting for the last week and a half.
And who would you say are some other players, whether it be some other key returners or maybe some newcomers that either listeners or readers should really know about?
Riker Reed is a returner this year that last year played exclusively on defense with snippets here on offense. He was an absolute menace on defense last year, second on the team in tackles, and this year returns to that middle linebacker position to really take that thing over and make that defense his. He will jump onto the offensive side of the ball with a couple of seniors that have past graduated, and he'll be able to showcase his talents on the offensive side of the ball as well. We're really, really excited about that. We've got a young man, Nathan King, who is a senior this year, but coming back to the football program after a couple of years missing, and he's had an incredible camp moving forward. So those two guys are they're really, really helping us out.
Last question for you before I let you run here. Have you set sort of any goals in mind for this season? And I know, of course, you want to win the division, of course, going to be a tough task. But if there's a goal like that or any others, and ultimately, what's it going to take to achieve those goals?
You know, we had this past week, we had our goal setting sit down meeting with the team, and we talk about team goals and what do we want? Why are you here? We talk about individual goals and what do the boys want individually from this season, and for me it's growth is the number one thing that I always talk about. What are we in week 10 compared to what we were in week 1? And if we can hang our hat on the rack and say week 10 we were a more competitive, more formidable opponent than we were in week 1, then that speaks to the next steps of the program being right where it needs to be.
Awesome. Well, Coach, again, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck this season. We'll be following on pretty closely, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.